Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Come on, join us today, and let's say all together, Lord, I am ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and to leave your word, because I've been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. I believe that. You got to believe that today. So we're excited. Steph, we're excited.
We're home.
That we're here.
I love it.
In our living room, and you're here today. You know, for these past weeks, we have been able to get to your home, but now you can get to our home as well. And we're super excited. And talking about homes, yes, talking about homes, one characteristic of homes is that we'll have one.
Yeah.
Now, like moms, right? Like you were saying right now,
yeah,
like
literally just like moms, yeah. We all have a mom, we all have a home. It doesn't matter if it's a transitional home
a big home, small home,
apartment.
And it's funny, but you might be by yourself and you can still build a home. And I think that's kind of like where we're heading today, to understand we all have a home. It might look good, it might not look good, it might be healthy, it might be unhealthy, it might be perfect, might be imperfect. Well, there's no perfect home.
But
it doesn't really matter. We all have a home. And in this home, at the Mushant family, we have a very special tradition that as a home, it's probably one of the things that we miss the most doing because, you know, we're in quarantine. So, and we want to share with you today, we have a birthday tradition. Every year, we go to a very special restaurant. So it's four of us here at home. So we go to that restaurant at least four times a year on our birthdays. And it's either the breakfast, the dinner, whatever, or lunch. Whatever. We have to go there, right? And this is a very, I'll say, peculiar place. I don't think it's your regular restaurant. Maybe you've been there, maybe you haven't. But it's Cracker Barrel. Like, you know, Cracker Barrel. I know you've been there. But listen. It's a special place. Like, aside from...
I think it just feels like home.
Yeah, it does. It
love
does.
The smell
it's very special.
Of the biscuits.
Listen, their pancakes are killer. Okay, like, but anyways. But aside from that, the food and stuff like that, it really feels homey.
Yeah.
It really does. And I think that's why we like it so much and that we keep going there. We really miss that. And if you've never been there, like, Steph loves it.
Besides the pancakes.
Listen, I'm going to put you out there. Right? She loves it because there's something peculiar about the restaurant. And is that it has a gift shop at the entrance. So if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there, let me walk you through. You park. Okay, it's always jam-packed. You park, and because it's always busy, these people are smart. You actually get out the car, and you walk in. And instead of like being inside the restaurant, there's this huge space that is a gift store.
Yes.
That it's the size of the restaurant,
and
it has so many things. Like, you can find, I love it, by the way, you find really rare things or just like common things for your home and for like daily living.
Just about anything that you might need.
Yeah, like, you know, one of the things that I love the most from the gift shop is they have the vintage stuff. Like, you can find vintage like candy and vintage chocolates, like wrapped in like 1930s or 1950s. It's pretty good. But also you can find stuff like
literally a wall phone.
Yeah.
And those wall phones that actually work.
Yeah. But I think the gift shop at Cracker Barrel is famous for those frames that have like famous sayings. That are like, okay, famous, right? Like, you know, and one of our favorite, and Anna is one of her favorite, she really loves to buy that stuff. It's the one that says, like, home is where the heart is.
Oh. Love it.
Right.
Can we stop right there and kind of say it again?
Yes.
Love.
I love you too, but home.
It's where you. Yeah.
It's where your love is. Home is where your heart is.
Wow.
And because of what we're going to speak today, I think that really hits home. It really hits near to the heart.
Right.
And I think it takes us right now. And we invite you to ask yourself, if home is where the heart is, ask yourself for a moment, is your heart at home? Just to put it more simple words. Like today, think about it. It's your heart at home. That's a pretty good question for us to ask today.
You can live in your home, but actually use your room as your space and just basically fulfilling a space at a house.
Right.
Or your heart can truly be home. And it's just a question that we all have to ask ourselves. Yeah. We have asked ourselves that question because it's so easy for us just to see the house, the place where you sleep.
Right.
But not actually the place where God has
that
put you.
That you build, right? Your home, right? Like, because the house, you don't build the house. Someone else built it for you in most of the cases.
Yeah.
But the home, that's different. We are building a home. So I think it's so important. And Steph, home means a lot for, like, family means so much to us. Like, I think the idea as we are growing up, you know, we want to be together with our family. We want the best for our families together in this. But there's a shift at some point, not to everyone, but to some people. And I think we can all relate that all of a sudden, the heart starts getting out from the home. Mm. And I think you've been there. I've been there myself, 100%. Like that disconnection that you are in the house, but it doesn't feel like home.
Yeah, you don't feel that you're part of
like
the house.
I've been through it myself personally. And I think it's a challenge for all of us to actually maintain the heart at home. And whatever your circumstances today, you might be married or not. You might be living by yourself, but there's a place you call home as well, where your parents might live or family members might live. Whatever the circumstances, however it looks, however it feels, that home might or might not have your heart. And I think that's the key today. And by the way, allow us to let you know that today we want to speak to you on the topic of a blessed home. And with this said, we don't want to give you like steps to get a blessed home. Like if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're a follower of God, the blessing of the Lord
it's
is upon
with you. That's right.
Yeah, come on. And we're going to say it again. The blessing of God, it's upon you. Like it's with you. If you're a non-believer, if you don't believe in Jesus and you're in your own journey of faith, well, we're very glad that you're here. I think God has a word for you today and wants to speak into your heart. So I just want to ask you to just to tag along with us for the next couple of minutes.
Because God has a special word and message for you.
I believe that. And, you know, so rather than that, I think our conversation today is going to take us to practical ways of living God's blessing because we have it.
It's for us.
Yeah.
It has been given to us.
Right. But how do we experience it? That's like, how do we get the benefit and how can we be a family that has a blessed home, right? Like that is so important. And I want us to read, Steph, one of our favorite verses in the Bible. We want to share with you right now one of our personal favorite verse in the Bible. And it's Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. And it reads the following. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace."
I truly love that verse. And listen,
so
my Bible actually looks a little different because I changed the names of everyone. I mean, Abraham, it's not Abraham. It's a Stephanie. You know, Moses is not Moses. It's a Stephanie because I always cross the names and
really
I believe each promise that God has given us and God has given me. And one of the verses that we love the most as a family is exactly this one. I love how it says it, that the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And I love this. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And when we read this verse, I mean, it's just beautiful to be able to see how God wants to be able to bless us. Yeah. That is a reality. And just like Alfredo was telling you guys, it is a reality that it has been given to us as sons and daughters of God.
Right.
But not only God wants to bless you.
Right.
God wants also to bless your family. And I think that that's where this breaks loose.
Yeah.
You know, because as this generation, it keeps on growing. I just keep on saying the same pattern. And the pattern that not only I see it on people, I see it on myself sometimes, it's just selfishness. Yeah. You know what I mean? You read the Bible and it's like, oh, that's good that it's for me. But what about your family? What about the people that are around you? Yeah. But can I tell you that God not only wants to bless you, He wants to bless your family through you. And that is a crazy statement, but it's also key in the growth of your family. I think that as you know, the fact that you're actually watching this, this is self-development, okay? Yeah. This is growing. This is actually matureness. But also part of maturing and part of making steps, it's understanding that life is not just about you and the blessing of God is not just about you. It's also for your family. And I love this verse. It's actually found in Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. If you can please go in your Bibles, which by the way, don't just, if your Bible intake is just this service, I mean, make sure that you, this is not enough. You need to go to your Bible, make sure that after, right?
Yeah.
You take time to be able to study the Word of God and go back into this, you know, words and just find little nuggets that God wants to give you specifically.
This should be just a conversation starter. You got to keep on going and chewing the Word that you're receiving, we're receiving today.
And I know what Deuteronomy 7:9 says. It says, it was not because you were more in number than any other that the Lord set His love on you and chose you. For you were the fewest of all peoples, but it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out of with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of the slavery, from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is your God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments. And I love this part. To a thousand of generations. And I'm going to repeat it again. To a thousand of generations. Can I tell you that the blessing of God is capable of being transferred to generations? And I think that as human beings, I think that as sons and daughters of God, we need to take on the responsibility of understanding that what you do actually affects other people.
Oh, 100%.
Listen, there is so many ways. I mean, I remember I was 15, 16, and I would think, whatever I do, it's my issue. It's not going to affect my parents. I live my own consequences. This is not about them. Yeah. It's about me. But can I tell you that what you do actually, you know, it brings consequences to everybody.
It does.
You can either see it both ways. You can see it in, you know, it brings consequences to people, or you can see it in the way of you are an influence and your influence has the power to change, which means that it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter where you are in the stage of life. What I can tell you is that your way of living, the way that you think, the way that you act, the way that you react towards situations at home, they have the power to make a change. And when we talk about blessing and having a blessed home, it is not just for the now, it's also for the after.
Yeah.
It's understanding that the way that you live today would be able to touch many lives, the lives of your family. And right there where you are, I want you to type your last name in the chat, like if you're through Facebook or through YouTube. Listen, your last name,
that's special.
It is very special. God has given you that last name. And it's not just to stay there and not do anything. Your last name, your generation has to move mountains.
That's good.
And when you understand that, then the way that you live, the way that you act, the way that you react towards situations starts changing. Why? Because you understand that how you act affects how your generation, the blessing of your generation.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Like, we're talking about the blessing. I think sometimes that concept, like, it's like so big or feels
that so, is so much responsibility.
It feels so ancient, right? Like, it's like, that's my grandma's job. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my grandma's got to do that.
My dad is the one that has to pray for us.
So, like, why do you think it's so, like, irrelevant sometimes? Because of how this society or our society today kind of like maybe rejects this understanding of God's blessing in your life when it is the truth and it's so key
it
and
really
so
makes
important.
A difference. Yeah. it really makes a difference. And I think that the first way for you to be able to actually live in God's blessing in your family is that you need to recognize
that God is
your Lord.
Yes.
And that is key, because we are in a generation of selfishness, of I can do it myself. But can I tell you that when you choose God, when you recognize God as your Lord, when your family as a whole recognizes God as their Lord, it changes the whole thing, right? It changes the whole atmosphere, the way that you speak, the way that you act, the way that you even think changes when you're able to recognize that it's Him. And I love this verse in Psalms 127:1. And I just want you guys to go into your Bible and be able to read it. It
says,
unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
Wow.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And listen, when I read this verse, it really hit home, because for so many years, I know that in my teenage years, there was a lot of areas in my life where I was the one building, and a lot of the things that I built were in vain. But can I tell you that if you are able to build, and this is how it says it, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And maybe you have been living in your house, you have been for many years, do the thing or the right thing, but if you are doing it on your own strength, you might be laboring in vain.
Right.
You know, if all the, you know, issues and situations that you have had at home, if God hasn't been included, let me tell you that all those issues have been in vain. But if you allow God and recognize God as your Lord, let me tell you that He is the one that's actually building your house. He's building your house in the rock. And no matter what happens in the house, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Houses are messy, and I'm not talking about messy as dirt.
Yeah, like
cleaning, I'm talking about messy emotionally speaking.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because parents are not perfect, because kids are not perfect, because your parents are not perfect. Yeah. I am not perfect. And when you understand that, when you have the clarity of understanding that homes are not perfect, you need someone bigger. You need someone that can lead you. And listen, we need God to be able to lead us. And the first step is to be able to recognize Him.
Yeah, I think that's key. I mean, we got to recognize that He's the builder. Now, let me tell you something. Like this house, I didn't build this house.
No.
Like someone built it. And most of us right now listening, the place that you live in, someone else built it, okay? Like an association built it, or, you know, you didn't literally build it yourself. But a home, though, a home is our responsibility to be built. When I read this verse, we might not be very familiarized with the term of building, because maybe we're not like contractors or something like that, but maybe you are and you're more familiarized. But the foundation, you know, and the walls and everything that goes beyond, okay, people build. But a home literally goes through the same process. So it is a process.
Yeah.
We got to build our home. And I think what God's trying to tell us in this psalm is count me in. Count me in. Because, like God is not going to do the work for us. Like it doesn't work like that. We got to do what we got to do. But when you invite God into your building of your home, God is going to do His part that only He could do so that we can have a blessed home and that we can actually experience it. And you know, I think God for God, families are not important. Okay, there I said it. For God, families are not important. For God, families are essential.
Yeah.
Like what I'm telling you, essential. It is His model for us to live in our society.
That's right.
Like it is how He left it intended for, it's His design. Can you imagine that? How important it is. And I feel this right now. Maybe some of you are like, but you know, my parents are not even believers. How is that? I want to remind you this, that through your heart, that you being given Jesus your life, the blessing comes into your home.
That's right.
I want to repeat that to you. If you're listening to me right now, if your family members are not believers and you're the only one, I want to tell you and remind you that as imperfect as you and I are, because we have decided to give our life to Jesus, the blessing of God, His favor, His power, His provision, it goes through your heart and it touches all your family.
Right. There's an influence that has been given to you.
Right.
And when you understand that, you're able to walk in
100%.
That
so believe that today. That's for you. And let's get a little bit practical, Steph.
Yes.
So what are some of the characteristics of a blessed home? And the first one is that a blessed home, without a doubt, it's a home that loves.
That's right.
Woo, all you need is love. All you need and is love.
Can we talk about love a little bit?
And coffee.
Let me tell you guys, love is, it's such a, you know, it's a big concept. But maybe we can just summarize love as giving. When you love, you're willing to give. I mean, listen to the songs now that are out there. Maybe the songs that you love to dance and listen to. A lot of these songs are not made out of love, or they don't talk about love. They talk about lust. Because let me tell you that lust takes away. Lust is give me, take me, you know, give me more. But when it comes to love, it's more of giving. And I think that we need to relearn the concept of what true love means.
Hold on a second. Okay, so let me try to summarize that in a nugget. Love gives away. Lust takes away.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's literal. I mean, if you just make sure that you put it in the chat. Make sure that you share it with someone, because that's the reality. And listen, so many times we feed our brains, we feed our, you know, like our minds with a different concept of love. And maybe that is why we need to learn how to love well, because we love sometimes the way that the world is teaching us to love. And the way that the world is teaching us to love, it's a selfish way. It's I want, I take away.
Give me.
You gotta love me the way that I want to be loved. Yeah. And that's not the kind of love that God is giving us.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, that because we're humans, we tend to expect love the way we
receive the love.
So I'm gonna love you the way I like to be loved. And I think that's where the selfish part gets in the mix here. That for me to understand how can I love, and again, being practical, how can I love in a horizontal way, like the people who are around me, and how can I be a family that loves
God,
like,
in the vertical way.
Vertical way, like love. It's understanding how the other person feels love. Like, you know, I remember a couple years ago, I bought Steph an anniversary gift. I was so excited about it. I went and I bought her an Apple Watch. And I was so pumped. I got myself one too. And I was so pumped. It was our anniversary, right? Like, cheers, you know? And I remember when I gave her the gift, she's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like,
you're not thankful? You didn't like it?
Like, you know, and she's like, well, no, it's okay. You know, she was trying to be nice with me. But in the moment, she's like, you know what? The thing, she was just honest. Remember, true love is honest. And she was like, I don't think I'm going to find a use to it. Oh my God, I got like offended for a moment. I can't believe you, all the effort. Yeah, but I'm trying to love her
the way that I feel loved.
And I think we tend to do that with God sometimes. And, you know, and one of the
family members.
Yeah, and one of the ways that we can do this, I'm trying to think, like, as a family, us, how do we love God? You know, saying grace, for example, when we sit down at the table. When you sit down at the table, and you say grace, I think that's a great way to show God that you love them, you love him as a family. And I don't know about you, one of my highlights from the quarantine season, it's been that we have had so many time and meal times together. Like, wow, I am so thankful for that.
Yeah, being able to be present.
But I want to ask you, are you thankful for those moments?
Yeah.
Because I think that's where it gets to that moment, say, oh, I don't, like, oh my God, you know, like, so annoying. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be with the kids. This is so annoying. My wife cooking. Oh, I don't want to be with my parents. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Listen, every time you come to the table, don't just bring your food. Bring your heart.
Yeah.
Be present. Be intentional. And I think that in those beautiful moments around the table, when would you say, let's say grace. I think that's a great way to show God that we love him. There's so many other ways, worship and moments like are special between us and God. I think we can show that. And
there is a beautiful verse in Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew says it, 100%. It says, Matthew 22, verse 36 through 39 says, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Verse 39 says, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And, you know, you're probably familiarized with this verse and you heard it before. And I think I love to bring it into this context because it's inviting us and understanding what's God's heart. And it's a heart of, it's a loving heart. The Bible says that God is love, and that's the essence of who he is. And here he brings out the word neighbor, which, by the way, the original word of neighbor is not the person over there. Well, it is part of it, but it means someone that is near to you. That means your spouse, your siblings, your parents, you know, whatever it is, it's that proximity. Yeah. Also your neighbor, by the way, because they live next to you. So I think it's so key that
yeah,
a family that is
clear.
Blessed it's it or a blessed home is a home that loves and is intentional with it. And
I
how
think
it's
about, very yeah. key. It tells you love God, love yeah. your neighbor, but also love yourself. So yeah. I think that there is a lot of depth into this, and we just want to invite you to truly find the way to learn how to love well.
Yeah.
You know, love yourself well, and when you're able to love yourself well, you're able to love others.
You are your first
God.
Neighbor. You're
yeah,
your
yeah,
first
yeah.
neighbor.
That's right.
You gotta
right.
love yourself to accept and be able to fully receive God's love yeah. because He created you with your flaws and all. He loves you. And when you accept yourself first and you don't reject yourself, I'm not saying be content with the things that you know they're wrong. No, work on them. But you need to accept, you can't reject yourself. If you reject yourself, you will never accept God's love the way it's intended in your yeah. life. And yeah, to continue the step, what is another
way,
characteristic?
Yeah.
of a blessed home.
Yeah, I think that one of the other characteristics of being able to see truly a blessed home is a home that has faith but also takes action.
Yes, yes.
And I love it in Joshua 1, 6 through 7. If you can please go to your Bibles, it says this: "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and be very courageous. Yeah. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you might be successful wherever you go." You know, Joshua truly represents the generation of faith, but also the action.
Yeah.
Guys, God is calling us to take action.
Yeah.
We just can't wait. We read that we gotta love and that we gotta learn to love well, you know,
yeah.
loving our neighbor. But listen, your neighbor is not only the person that lives outside.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor, it's right there in front of you. I mean, maybe you are right now listening to this, and outside of your room or maybe around your dining table, there is more people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that God is calling you to love first. I love what Mother Teresa actually says, and I'm sure Cracker Barrel
good.
Has one of those frames
sure
that it says,
do.
Love, if you want to change the world, go to your home and love your family. And I think that's Michael Jackson. But Mother Teresa says this, and I love
yeah.
what it means. And if you truly want to change the world, because listen, this generation, mm-hmm. it's hungry to change the world. They are willing to go for weeks and weeks to go and help other people, build houses for others, go help animals. And listen, all of that is changing the world and it's making a difference. But can I tell you that if all of those things are happening outside, mm-hmm. but there is nothing happening on the inside, and I'm not talking about your heart, I'm talking about your home,
yeah.
in reality, you're building in sand. God is calling you
yeah.
to make a difference. Be an influence in your home. Take action. If
yeah.
you want to change this world, and I'm just going to leave it right there, go home and love your family. Transfer that blessing by loving your family.
Yeah,
well.
And I think you need to believe, just like
yeah.
we said it. You know, a blessed home is a home that believes. And for us to be able to experience that blessing in our lives, you know, and that love of God, like, you have to believe it. Like, you need
yeah.
to believe when you know, we share right now that God's going to bless your family through you. You got to believe that God's going to come and He's going to help you out to mend relationships.
It's part of the steps of
you
action.
You have to believe. Like our faith is fundamental, right? Like, if we don't believe, then we won't see, you know? And I think, and it's so key for us. And the last characteristic of a home that is blessed, or a blessed home, is a home that serves.
Yes.
You know? You gotta love, yes. You gotta have faith, yes. But we gotta put all of these things in practice. Like, how can we do that? Well, serving is one of the best things. Why? Because service, when we give, displays our inside. Like, literally, your service to others display what's in your heart. Like, it reveals what's in your heart. And I wanna read Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Let's read together. It says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you..." Okay, hold on. I'm going to make a pause there. It says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household,
we will serve the Lord.
The Lord.
I love that.
You know, I think
serving is so important.
It is. But, I think that today is such a great conversation for us to have from home. Home is where the heart is, and we got to love and we got to have faith. But I think sometimes we miss the mark because we don't own it.
Yeah.
You know, we
don't take action.
We only talk the walk, and we got to walk it. And I think that as we understand that and we start serving, not just God, because we got to serve, because there's so many ways for you to serve God. A church, you know, there's outside to your neighbors. You can be kind and take some food. You and show the character of Jesus, of generosity. Cool. But also serve others. And I don't know if you've ever asked this. I want you to put it in a different perspective. Not just serve your family or serve others. How can you make others better? How can you make your family better? Because I tell you, if you serve them, it's going to be better. Have you ever asked? I don't know about you, but this is a great question. Ask the people around you, not just how you can love them better, but how you can make them better, how you can serve them. And I think it can't get more practical than that.
Yeah, and that's where truly life changes. Because if you are present, if you're not just going with the flow to see what's next, because that's what this generation is, it's about. It's just consuming and instant gratification all the time.
Right.
But if you truly take time and listen, I just want you to take heart to this. If you serve your family, and you have time to look at their eyes, to truly listen to their voices, to see their reaction when you tell them, hey, dad, hey, mom, how can I serve you better? Maybe your parents are in another country and you call them. Listen, maybe your parents are in their 70s and 80s, and maybe you used to love them by sending them gifts. Maybe what they want truly is your time.
Yeah.
When you learn to be able to serve, listening and seeing the other people's reactions, there is a satisfaction that allows you to keep on wanting to serve. And maybe that's the experience that you haven't had.
Yeah.
But when you serve, not only it's a gift to the other person, but it's also an experience, a satisfaction inside of you of knowing that you're making the difference in other people.
That's really good. A blessed home.
Yeah.
It's achievable. We can walk in God's blessing. And we can have the experience. And just to summarize today, I think it's such a good conversation to be continued as you sit down with your family members or just meditating God's word by yourself, whatever it is. But how important a blessed home, it's a home that loves, a home that has faith,
and a home that serves
and take action. Can we pray for you today?
Yes.
Would you allow us just to declare that in our hearts?
That's right. And before we get to pray, I just want to talk to you, to maybe the person that is not doing well with their family, that maybe every time we say family or that we say home, it's kind of hurts home. You know, it hurts your heart.
Yeah.
Maybe because there is really bad relationships in your home. I just want to invite you to take a step of faith.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time where we need to evaluate our relationships. This is a time where you need to reevaluate the way that you feel, the way that you think, and actually take steps of actions like choosing to forgive, choosing to give another opportunity, choose to see things in a different perspective. And if that's you, I just want you to look into my eyes. You are not alone. I know families are crazy. Families are messy, and that is a reality.
Yeah.
But maybe God is calling you to make the difference. God is calling you that with your influence, you can actually bring that blessing into your family. And what I can tell you is that God is with you. He cares about you. He knows the situation that your family is going through and the things that you have gone through, maybe because of your family. But if that's you, I just want you to know that God hears your prayers. And when you're able to open your eyes, look to the sky, literally.
Don't give up.
And just ask him.
Yeah.
He's just there not only to listen, but also to be there to help you.
That's great. Take heart and don't lose hope.
Yeah.
God is with you. We're with you too as your family. We're praying for you. So let's take a moment of prayer.
Yes.
God, thank you so much for your presence. We just take a moment to acknowledge your presence at our homes right now. That if we are blessed, it's because of you.
Yes.
Of you being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every family that is listening right now, every individual that is listening, to our brothers and sisters. God, thank you so much for being with us and always encouraging us, God, to keep believing that you are with us and you are for our families, that you care.
Yes.
You care for what we're going through. You care because you know that within our pain we can find purpose, and you're right there helping us through the seasons and through the emotions of the messiness of home. But God, that within that, we can find all the miracles. We can count all the blessings of what you've done, God. And we just thank you. We declare perspective from heaven into our lives right now. We declare that you give us the will. You give us the desire to love better. Lord, to have faith and use our faith. And also you give us the will and the desire to take action, to serve one another. As we, Lord, experience the blessing, we want to be a blessed home because we know we are. We want to leave it. So God, yes. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Wow, God's presence is good. And you know, if you're listening and you might go like, well, that's great, but I don't really feel identified on the spiritual aspect of it. Maybe you don't have a relationship with Jesus today, and Steph and I will love to guide you into starting one.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's like, whoa, what, that's so technically. Well, you know, yeah, like God loves you, and his display of love is for you and for me. The Bible teaches us that we're all God's creation.
Yeah.
He created you, he created me, but then there's a shift. Like there's a change. And the Bible says that we can go from being God's creation to being God's children. And we want to invite you and lead you today into that, and you deciding on doing that. And how do I do that? Well, the Bible also is clear about that,
yeah.
Saying that we got to use our words because our words have power, but we got to use our hearts as well, because here's where we believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth,
yeah.
Who Jesus is, what he did, and if we believe it with our hearts, mm-hmm. Then we start our journey of being God's children, and we receive the blessing,
yes.
Of God, the favor of God, it's amazing. And we want to just guide you in that prayer today. And if you're there and you're willing to decide this and take this step, we're here with you.
Yeah.
This is your time without a doubt. And God had designed this moment for you. We're gonna say these words. We're gonna speak to Jesus, who's listening 100% right now. Let's say, Lord Jesus,
thank you so much
for this moment
where I can
confess you
as
Jesus, the Son of God,
the
Savior
of the world,
and my life.
Today,
I open my heart and I give you my life,
my past,
my present,
and my future.
I give it to you.
I declare
that your blessing
is upon me
and my family.
In Jesus' name,
amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.